According to the Financial Post and other sources, the Canadian oil sands industry is facing an unlikely adversary in Chiquita Brands International, the banana company. And the Ohio-based company is willing to work with the environmental organization Forest Ethics to eliminate the shipping of Chiquita bananas with fuel from refineries that use Canada's oil sands. Ethicaloil.org, which is an advocacy group that's advocating in favor of tar sands oil, is thinking of launching a Chiquita boycott campaign of their own. But there may be other reasons for wanting to boycott Chiquita. So to tell us a little bit about Chiquita's background and some of the reservations one should have about this campaign, we're joined once again by former news director and radio host Jeffrey Young, from calling us from Peru. How is it going, Jeffrey?
Very good. And I might want to suggest to listenership that actually this Forest Action Network should indeed be boycotted, because, you know, that's some pretty horrible, reprehensible bedfellows that they seem to be keeping. And I'm sure there's a lot better, more effective organizations out there than Forest Action Network, which seems downright unable to actually learn about basic history.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you just briefly acquaint our listeners with that history?
Chiquita Banana is the rebranding of a company called United Fruit. And United Fruit has got one of the, in my region, where I now reside, United Fruit has got one of the most horrible human rights records of any going imaginable company. Basically, they make Exxon look like Sesame Street. They have, over the years, repeatedly overthrown or repeatedly contributed or sent government forces from the United States, intelligence, etc., to overthrow countries that try to gain control of their own agricultural sector here in South America.
They were implicated in the overthrow of the Arbenz in Guatemala.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Arbenz. The most egregious of this is probably Guatemala. Guatemala, throughout the early 1950s, the late 1940s, and thereafter, was basically a slave state. The term Banana Republic was invented because of Chiquita, or United Fruit at the time, and the ways in which they did business down in this very, very much browner and more Latino part of the world. Guatemala was basically a private slave plantation for United Fruit, to the extent that Che Guevara very famously traveled there, literally directly from Lima, in order to learn more and observe what was going on, and the way in which the people were basically kept in absolute poverty and indentured servitude for the profit of United Fruit. And United Fruit Chiquita has been immensely profitable over the years, which can be evidenced by the current lack of development in Guatemala, for example. But, you know, that doesn't limit to Guatemala. There's a very well-known movie document that was released in the 1990s, I believe, during the times of the anti-globalization movement, documenting the collapse of the Jamaican economy at the hands of agricultural giants. This is actually... one of the most disgusting companies that can be found, you know, even in very modern times, and should not be seen in any way as being humanitarian, as being environmentalist, or really anything good whatsoever.
Mm. So is there any recent examples of egregious activity on the part of, like, say, the last 10 years or so that maybe might remind listeners that this particular banana hasn't changed its stripes or whatever the appropriate metaphor?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, Chiquita Banana has been a known funder of terrorist groups in some countries, and this is as late as 2007. I'm going to read just a touch to you out of off the Wikipedia. On March 14th, 2007, Chiquita Brands was fined $25 million as part of a settlement with the United States Justice Department for having ties to Colombian paramilitary groups. According to documents, between 1997 and 2004, officers of a Chiquita subsidiary paid approximately $1.7 million to the right-wing United Defense Forces of Colombia in exchange for local employee protection in Colombia's volatile banana harvesting zone. According to, there were up to 173 victims of this right-wing paramilitary, and no clear explanation as to why protecting the bananas required the murder of human beings. So that's like a United States Justice Department finding, and that is as late as 2007. One might ask why single individuals can be, especially under new legislation in the United States, cooped up and thrown into jail indefinitely, while Chiquita Banana, having been convicted of supporting terrorist groups, is allowed to continue operating whatsoever.
With a background like that, Jeffrey, I mean, I don't think this is exactly secret knowledge, but I mean, I would imagine, and I mean, I can't be sure that this, you know, groups like Forest Ethics would be reluctant to get involved with a group like this, a company like this. Like Monsanto has a bad reputation.
Maybe Forest Ethics just doesn't know how to use Google or Wikipedia.
Okay.
I don't know, but either way, it hardly sounds like a good place to be putting your charity dollar if they're unable to accomplish such a simple feat as a background check on who they're taking support from.
Okay.
And actually, indeed, it's not secret knowledge. I'd like to reference to everybody, because it's absolutely terrific, a poem by the very famed poet Pablo Neruda called United Fruit, which discusses their stellar humanitarian record in this part of the world.
Okay. By Pablo Neruda.
Yeah.
Okay.
And indeed, in his time, he was Chilean. You see United Fruit operating in Chile with tacit support, or tacitly supporting, as is well known, that it was a CIA-sponsored coup. The Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. Fine, this is very far in the past, but you know, the situation in Colombia was not.
Okay. Well, that's thanks for that. Necessary tidbit of information. Not that you're necessarily a fan of tar sands oil, but this is clearly just one complication on top of another, I guess.
Yeah, the word is whitewash.
I see. Yeah, or blackwash or greenwash, I guess.
Yellowwash,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeffrey, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. And so in case we don't speak again, I hope you have a happy Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, New Year. All the best for you over the next little while.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael, and thank you for having me on again.
Okay, great. Speaking with Jeffrey Young, he's a former news director and programmer at CKW, speaking to us from Peru.